Blog Talk Radio.
Powerful book, which has within that book
powerful motivation and empowerment and life-changing tips, tools, and strategies to help you, as it says here, you said, take a risk, change your life, plan for a brighter future. Why not make 2013 your best year? Now, I'm quoting that from Professor Terry Benjamin that he put out there, and I love how it says, playing it safe is the old reality. Well, this is going to be hot. This might have to be another one of those two-parters. And then you say...
It might be.
Yeah, because this is serious stuff here.
It is.
But I like the way it says, buying this book is not a risk. It is a must for everyone who wants to do more than just exist. So now you know we all got to get this book, so you might as well get into it, tell us about it. We'll give people another minute or two to get on the line, to dial in. This is a hot, hot, hot topic today. So go ahead.
Thank you so much. And it's so funny because this is a book that is copyrighted 2013. So this is probably one of the first books of the new year, really. And it's so funny because we're in December, but you know, people who are movers and shakers are deep into 2013. A lot of people wait for things to happen, but the movers and shakers make things happen. And this book is so good because it tells us how to be healthy, how to be wealthy, how to be prosperous, and also it really helps us to understand that we have to really change our mindset if we want to be successful or more successful than we really are. I think these books and the Book by Book Success Project are not just for people who are established, but it's also for people who want to be established. I think that, I mean, it's kind of hard to do something new unless you see something new, and so that's why I try to get the latest books that I can, because I feel that, you know, even if a book is copyrighted 2013, I mean, as soon as a book comes off the press, it's like a new car. As soon as you drive it off the showroom from the garage there, it becomes devalued. And so again, with our education, we have to understand that we need to get the best information available as soon as we possibly can, because 2013 is going to be a time of great change, a sweeping change, and the signs are there. And so I'm saying that 2013 is here today. All we have to do is figure out how we fit into this new year, the best year of your life. The new year is your time for deeper meaning, expanded growth, extraordinary success, and just ridiculous prosperity. And all you need is a little coaching. And this is what this book provides, a way out of your comfort zone and into your new future. No more time for playing it safe. According to Randy Cage, Risky is the new safe. Subtitle, The Rules Have Changed. And I just want to give you a little bio of Randy Cage. And it says here, and this is from the back of the book here, it says here, Randy Cage is a classic America rags to riches story. A high school dropout, Randy rose from a jail cell as a teen, faced down addictions, getting shot and near bankruptcy before becoming a multi-millionaire. Today, Randy is considered one of the preeminent experts on prosperity and success in the world. He shares the lessons learned from his own adversity to help people and companies all over the world create wealth and success. Where others see only challenges, Randy reveals how to discover hidden opportunities. He's bold, brash, sometimes controversial, but never boring. His tough love approach will show you how to overcome limited beliefs, develop critical thinking skills, and the fire and conventional wisdom to become successful. Randy has spoken to more than 2 million people in 50 countries, and his books have been translated into 25 languages. When he's not providing the podium, or locked in his lonely writer's garret, you find him playing third base on a softball field somewhere. So again, here's a man who is engaged. Here's a man who is alive. Here's a man who is doing great things. And he's saying many things in his book. But I think the biggest thing, at least, that he's saying is that we really have to look at education in a new light. And from reading this book, one of the things that he taught me I want to start with this. He says that, you know, if you want to be successful, sometimes you have to start from the end and work your way back to the beginning. Like, for example, you have a idea for some kind of product or some kind of service. Look at that product, see the way that you want it to be, and then sort of back up to make that happen. For example, this is from the last page of the book. It's from page 140. It's a short book, but it's just packed with so much information. And Randy says, and I quote, "Every great company and entrepreneurs who run them must be willing to evolve. You must be willing to let go of who you are to become who you are meant to be. That is the path to epic outcomes. Be willing to be bold, to think laterally and creatively, to question and to be a contrarian. Dare to be different, dare to take a risk, because risky is the new safe." And it just goes on to give us so many ideas about the new year, about 2013, you know. Some of the things that he tells us is that, you know, we really have to look at our situation. And he just tells us that the old economic model is broken. Huge household name companies that play safe will vanish. And emerging upstart companies will take risks will prevail. You know, we have to get into these mobile apps. A lot of information there, you know, realizing that, and this is really startling, and I'd probably like to start with this. It says here, the West, meaning this country here, is getting lazy. And there's potential for new world order. And the new economy, ideas, will become the most valuable currency. Ideas, okay? Ideas is what it's all about. And also re-education. There was a big article in the Sunday Times this Sunday. It was called "The Old College Try, No Way." It's about ambitious young people who look at billionaire dropout role models, now ask, why pay if I can make money? Again, they're looking at people like Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, and Mark Zuckerberg, who did not finish college, but they went on to have great success. So it's not so much what you learn, but it's how you learn. And I think this is the thing that we have to really understand. And one of the things about, you know, the new economy is that you're going to have to really be in a position where you're going to have to take care of your own self in terms of how you make money. And again, he's encouraged us to be healthy and wealthy and wise. And he says here that healthy people think differently than sick people. Happy people think differently than depressed people. Wealthy people think differently than broke people. Healthy people have more energy and find it easier to exercise. They're eating a healthier diet, so they face less physiological cravings for bad stuff. People who enjoy good health have a totally different view about life, like diet, exercise, and addiction, than people who are sick. And he also goes and says that wealthy people have a healthy skepticism that causes them to evaluate things objectively and make good decisions based on solid assumptions. Skepticism is healthy. Cynicism never is. Here's why. If you ask the wrong question, the answer doesn't matter. And he says here, we are living in the most fascinating, extraordinary, and yet challenging time ever. And in these challenges lie the most lucrative opportunities. There's never been a better time to be alive, really. There's never been a better opportunity to create success. How about this one? He says that we have to find our path. Find the things you really care about offers great clues to where your path may lead. However, it's only fair to warn you that what may happen when you find your path, it may require sacrifice, and often does. The universe will test you to see if you are serious. You even may be attacked, ridiculed, or ostracized for the path you take. Now, if all those things happen, you probably found your true path. So again, we're going to find opposition. We're going to find a lot of things that will probably make us not want to go on with what we say that we want to do. But again, this is the bottom line. I guess I want to start with this here. It says here, and this is from page 58. It says here, the most valuable, cherished, and sought-after currency in the new economy will be ideas. Savvy employees will create their own critical thinking curriculum that incorporates a melange of problem-solving, lateral thinking, logic, and creativity. People who do this will become idea generators and declare themselves free agents. just like superstar athletes. They'll be able to entertain the variety of offers and choose the most lucrative long-term deal. The future still lies in education, but not in the way we know it now. And so he talks about, you know, again, like we're doing here with the By Book Success Project, giving people information and having to take this information and use it to their best advantage. He was saying about the West as opposed to other people in the world. It says here, one of the alarming trends in the West is that the gradual but steady meltdown of the education system. Instead of teaching kids how to think, and yes, there's actual skills that young people must learn, the system has deteriorated into teaching them to the test. All this teaches students is that they have to memorize facts to get by. What young students need is an education that helps them develop critical thinking skills that will prepare them for the real world when they grow up. And so, again, you know, we have information. We have a lot of education. But, again, it doesn't make any difference unless it's focused into a reality that is going to help young people. And the bottom line, he says here, and I agree, you know, a lot of times, you know, a lot of us have sat back and feel that we work a lot. We can look forward to retirement. And he says there's one thing about retirement. I really agree totally. So on page 41, it says here, expecting your government to provide for your retirement is like getting menu planning advice from Hannibal Lecter. Don't pay any attention to their figures and forecast of what you will have. All pyramid schemes promise those kind of returns. And don't count on your company pension plan either. Take a cue from all those airline employees who saw half of their retirement fund evaporate when their carrier filed for bankruptcy and got their pension fund obligation wiped away. You have to take responsibility for your own prosperity and build enough of a retirement fund to live well. Anything you receive in a government or corporate pension is gravy you can use to gamble with or add to your beanie bag collection. Okay, so again, retirement, we're going to have to, you know, the way the economy is going is to fund our own retirement. But we start that now when we add our greatest strength, you know, that we can really do what we need to do. And it says here, and I want to end with this here, Randy Cage, the author of this book, Risky is the New Safe, The Rules Have Changed, he says on page 40, I'm a prosperity coach. The only credential I can lay claim is to being a high school dropout who got rich. I'll give you some concepts and ideas you can put into practice with your advisors, which brings us to my first rule of creating wealth. If you want to become wealthy, don't seek financial advice from broke people. You know, if you want to go to California, don't go to somebody who's never been outside of New Jersey, okay? If you want to be a author, you go to people who have written books, not people who just thought about writing books. I think that's definitely key to all success. Go to the experts, okay? If you can't find them in person, go to the library and find them in books.
Wow. That is amazing. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, Randy Gage, correct?
Yes, right.
Yes, like engage. Okay, Mr. Randy, I hear. Love it.
And Lisa, it's interesting, you know, again, like I told you, and I commend you on the school that you have established, and, you know, it's right on time. Because, you know, people need that kind of thing. I mean, I always said that. I was talking to a friend of mine long ago. I said, you know what? We need to develop a school between high school and college, okay? Because I've seen so many high schools who are not ready for college, so I think we need something in between. And I think what you offer through your training is that in between. You know, you get out of high school, you go to Lisa's school, and then you go to college if you want to. But it's optional because, again, what you're doing, you're learning how to become a critical thinker. You're learning how to take information and use it to your best advantage, not for an employee or not for an employer, but for you. You become your own employer because you have skills and talents to bring to the marketplace. And I think that's what I teach my children. But we got to really understand that we have to teach that to everybody because, again, education is not of any value unless it can be applied. It has to be applied to some real-world values and some real-world realities.
Well, you know, I just had, in real time, because I'm also on Facebook while I'm doing this, a woman just said on my link, I'm thinking about buying your tutorial.
Whoa, great.
She didn't say, I'm thinking about listening to it. I'm thinking about talking to you about it. She said, I'm thinking about purchasing it.
Wow.
As we study buyer behavior, you know, we know what typically happens next when people are thinking about, because that's what people do. People don't just buy. People don't just buy. They think about purchasing. It's a total process. But just to what you're saying, you have to be in. It's like with the lottery. They used to got to be in it to win it.
Yeah.
Well, if I didn't have a program, no one would be able to buy it. So a lot of people wait until they have the customer to develop a lot of things.
Yeah.
But by then, it's you're really behind the eight ball. Why not go on develop it when you have that idea? Go on and get it ready. And so then when the customer shows up, because they think, and it takes people a minute before they make those decisions.
Of course.
You don't
want to,
you know, it is so, I'm so into what Mr. Randy Gage is saying. Thank you for introducing me to him. You're like my official, unofficial, virtual researcher.
Well, I'm glad
like
to be here.
Like Randy is suggesting, you know, if you don't, if you want to be rich, you don't take advice from broke people. So here you are, you're bringing people's ideas to the Book by Book Success Project here on Tuesday mornings, every Tuesday morning at 7 a.m. And as a matter of fact, the show is, we don't have it, I don't have the exact date that you started the Book by Book Success Project, but I know it was somewhere around August the 25th.
Yes,
and I know Cynthia Robinson was our very first author. And I
wow,
know you,
yes.
You met her at that event on August 25th. So it had to be that probably that following Tuesday. So people can go back to the archives and any Tuesday and listen to, and there's just been some powerful, powerful books all the way from Think and Grow Rich. And, you know, talked about other authors. And now, I mean, this is really, really, really exciting and great, great, great stuff.
And it's funny because basically what we're doing is putting people on a path. And Randy Kay says in his book here on page 131, he says here, you know, the path to prosperity is making the natural transition from success to significance. And he says here, he talks about, you know, like about sin. He says, no, not sin as most people define it, but it is the original meaning in the Bible, to miss the mark. And he says, and your mark is to live a life of your fullest potential. People with enlightened consciousness are driven to higher achievement and excellence, because to settle for anything less than that would be denying their gifts and renouncing their own greatness. He says here, everyone is born with a state of consciousness. Unfortunately for many, they allow negative programming to cloud their judgment and alter their core foundational beliefs. That's why so much of the work I do is with people is about unlearning instead of learning. I do believe we all know innately that our greatness exists and is waiting to be called upon, and that's the most important risk you will ever take, daring to be great. You know, don't be afraid to be great. And don't be afraid to say, I want to be great, because, again, that's not being selfish. That's not being egotistical. That's really, I know for myself, is that when I set a goal for myself and I talk to people about it, I feel more responsible, because I feel that some way down the line, they're going to ask me, you know, oh, Terry, how are you doing with that particular project? So because I put it out there, that gives me even more incentive. So I think, again, we have to become, like, more conscious of what we do on a day-to-day basis, and that's why, you know, although we do this program just on Tuesday, I hope that people seek out these books and buy these books and study these books. And again, like I said, this book we're talking about today is really published, and it's really supposed to be for, like, 2013. So we're like, giving you the most up-to-date information that we can possibly find. And there's nothing wrong with being rich, because, again, to be rich is to have options and to reach our full potential. Because when you're rich, you have, you know, you can go to the best places for your relaxation. You can get the best doctors and the best hospitals and that type, and provide the best life for your family. And there's nothing wrong with that, you know, because, again, we were put on this earth not to just you know, suck up oxygen and, you know, just walk around and irritate people, but to really be of service to each other. And I think this Book by Book Success Project really came out of, you know, our conversations about, you know, trying to get people the best information and getting the best information now when they can really use it. You know, because, again, the schools, unfortunately, a lot of the teachers in the schools, I mean, and it's sad. I mean, I know I didn't want to be a person that taught writing but didn't write anything, because a lot of people teach theory. But I don't want to just teach theory. I want to teach theory, and I want to teach practice. I don't want to tell somebody how to write a book if I haven't written a book. So, again, we really have to understand that there's education, but there's true education. And true education is the education that we can really use in our lives right now. And there's nothing to be theoretical about it, because it's real, you know. And, again, we want to move in that direction. I think that we have with this particular Book by Book Success Project.
You know, perfect. I think it's definitely enlightening. It's definitely entertaining. It's engaging. It's helping people, you know, learn about some ways and some means for doing some of the things that they really, really, really want to do, but never even got to it. Or it is serving for so many people. A whole another group of people is serving as confirmation. Or something that they were thinking of doing, something that they were
already. Right, and you have to understand that, you know, I mean, and it's just not working hard. I think, you know, people understand it's not working hard. And Randy says it really great here on page 137 when he says here, working hard is good, but working hard at a traditional job is more likely to keep you just over broke than it is to create wealth. The millions of jobs and millions of businesses where working hard all day, every day will not make you rich. You are doing a straight trade of hours for currency, and there simply are not enough hours in the day. And what he's saying by that is the fact that we definitely have to get into what we call residual income, okay? You make a book, you create a book, you create a tutoring program, and you sell that book or that tutoring program 1,000 times. You build a house, you bring tenants in the house, and you get paid every month in rent, okay? So the thing is to do one thing and get paid many times for it. I mean, I have, as well as you, I mean, I sell a lot of books over Amazon.com. Now, what happens when I'm sleeping, people are placing their orders, and I'm getting the results of that. So, again, but I can't work 24 hours a day. I mean, nobody can, and nobody should. So it's not about working harder. It's about working smarter, but you can't be smart unless you have more information. I mean, we live in an age where, like he said, the currency is new ideas. The more ideas you have, the more money you can make. And, you know, again, with the internet, with the smartphones, with all this technology, you know, you got to realize that, you know, I mean, the technology that we have right now is going to be nothing in comparison to what we will have, you know. That's why these big stores are going out of business, because most people are doing their shopping online, you know. And again, that's the reality. I know for myself, I mean, I'm at my computer. I see a book that I would like to purchase. I put an order in for that book, and I can do one of two ways. I can have them send it to my house the next day, or I could put my information in the computer, especially if I'm using my Kindle. I can just put the information in the computer, walk across the room to my Kindle, pick up my Kindle, and that book is right there in my Kindle for me to read. And I'm saying that, you know, we have to really understand technology must be used. It's here, and it's here for a purpose. And those who have been avoiding it, those who are old and think that it's not for them, you really have to get with it, because, again, this is new. I never thought I'd be reading a book on electronic a device, and I still like having a paper book, you know. But, again, you know, I can look at it for convenience sake. I mean, if when I take a trip on an airplane, I can't carry 200 books with me, but if I have my Kindle, there's 200 books at my fingertips. New technology, new ways of doing things, working not harder, but working smarter.
You hit it right there, and we're down to our last few minutes of the broadcast. But let me tell you, I put out my holiday party flyer and didn't even realize that I have the wrong date. I have 2013. But you know what? I'm looking ahead already. I got the party for December 2013.
Yeah.
Right. But we're down to our last few minutes of the broadcast. But certainly, I mean, Mr. Randy Gage is talking right. This is, I'm telling you, wonderful. I love it. Risky is the new safe. In other words, people, it is time to throw away all of this doubt and worry about what you can't do and what you shouldn't do. And it's time to jump in. Like I told some people today, take the risk and tune into the show.
And it's not a risk because it's going to help you.
You know, but for some people, it's risky to just do certain things. You see, I've never done that before.
Yeah.
Well, go on. Take a risk. Do it. Try it. You know, it's just so many things that you have brought up from this book that I am looking forward to with a serious, serious anticipation for next year. Can't wait for to implement some of these things. I mean, by the way, we are having a holiday party over there in the office.
Okay.
That's going to be on Thursday, December 12th. We also have, we've got a few things coming up. We're doing an end-of-the-year retreat.
Oh, that's
right.
That's great.
Office. Just so many wonderful things that we're going to do right there. So I'm telling you, I'm taking the advice that you have shared here today with us and moving on forward with it and helping and trying to help other people if you want to, you know, if you want to go. Let's do it. We can do it.
Yes, yes.
We really, really can do it. So, yes.
And this book is, again, only 140 pages. I mean, you know, a lot of people are put off by the fact that a lot of these books are long. But you know what? It doesn't have to be long to give you some good information. And a lot of people, you know, again, you know, please invest. Invest in these books. Invest in your future.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Doesn't have to be long to be good. So he's packed it with information. It's packed with suggestions and opportunities for people. I'm already on his website looking around. I put his website up.
Oh, yeah, see? Yeah.
And looking at some of these tools he's got out there, things that, you know, we've done. It's just like I love the part he said, if you want to be rich, you can't hang around with broke people.
That's right. Eagles can't hang around with chickens.
Well, we don't want to get lost on the call today, but thank you. So they'll drop us in a heartbeat. But we are excited. You know, there's great things going on at the college. I'm anticipating possibly being there on Friday for their you know, they do the venue thing, the vendors.
Yes, that's great. That's a great opportunity.
Yes, starting tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Mm-hmm.
But now I won't be there all 3 days. I won't, because I have classes. I can't do all 3 days. But I'm thinking, and Friday I hope it ends early. Maybe I could do Friday. But I'll see. It would be nice to. Like you said, great opportunity to meet up with the college atmosphere.
That's right. Yeah, because, again, colleges are there for a purpose, but we want to make them work double time, you know, and give students some real-world experiences for their real life future.
Yes. Real world experience. And, you know, just like what you were saying, you know, what's the sense of teaching a writing class if you haven't written anything?
I felt that way
in a business course. I'm like, if I'm going to, you know, well, for me, it was even while I was getting my MBA. I'm like, why am I going to get a business degree and not start a business?
And that's something, yeah. Well, it's almost a natural extension of what you're learning. See, it's that knowledge and then application. That's what makes it real. You know, I mean, you have a lot of knowledge, but unless you apply it, what good is it, you know?
Yeah, you know, why should I teach a business class if I'm not going to start a business?
Exactly.
So,
exactly. Or have experience with a business, you know, because, again, the students have really real questions, you know, and you have to answer them in a real way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's, you know, this is great. I tell you, I can't wait till next week and see what you have for us in the Book by Book Success Project. Sounds like it's going to be a real humdinger.
You know, it's so funny with this project. A lot of times, I don't know what I'm going to speak about. These things come to me, and I jump on it. So I don't know what's going to talk about next week. But you know what? It will definitely be something to help you, you know, grow your future.
I know that's right. Grow your future, make it right, make it strong, make it better. Amen.
Okay.
Amen. Well, God is good all the time, and I'm telling you, I'm excited. I'm looking forward. I want people to look forward to some things that we got going down. We got some good things going on, and you're going to love it. You're going to love it. So, with that being said, Mr. Terry Benjamin, I'm going to end with that. And, whew, risky is the new safe. Get the book. Go on to his website. I posted his website on Facebook. Connect with us on Facebook. But if in case you're not on Facebook, Randy, RANDYGHE, RandyCage.com. Check his website out. He's got loads of stuff on there to help move you, like I said, get inspired, get motivated, get empowered, get plugged into the LaLisa Williams Show in the morning, every morning at 7 p.m. We're going to get the word out there to more people, and before you know it, we'll be syndicated with all the major radio stations. Look for that to happen next year as well. We have a few that have already been targeting us. But we've been trying to get our sponsorships going. So we look for this broadcast, this weekly broadcast, to be coming, Terry. Yeah, we're on the Internet, and that would seem like, yes, we're already tapped into the global arena. But if some people are still not on the web, and then there are radio stations in different towns. There's Virginia towns, some Pennsylvania towns, some North Carolina towns in Tennessee, where, you know, they've been offering me for a long time to syndicate my radio show when I had the broadcast Power of Truth with Harvest Radio.
Yeah, remember that.
Continue to reach out to me, so maybe 2013 would be a great opportunity, because this means the local people can turn on their radio dial and they will be able to hear this broadcast. And on Tuesday, every Tuesday, they'd hear the Book by Book Success Project.
Sounds good to me. Again, let's speak that into reality. Let's say this is going to happen in 2013. We will be syndicated. We'll be all over the world.
That's a start, yeah, and that would be powerful, and just get it done. And then, of course, other things that, you know, go along with that, and we're excited. And we're also looking to bring the Book by Book Success Project of discussion. Get the author, get the book, discuss it, right to PSUI. Why not?
That's doable.
Why not? You know, get these local authors or anyone, if they want to fly in and come to our Book by Book Success Project live on location,
mm-hmm.
Why not? We videotape
that. Yeah, it'd be like some like town hall meetings, you know, on different topics and different authors. You know, I could see that.
I just, and we're sitting discussing the book, and at the end we'll let the audience ask us some questions. I say, let's do it, 2013. We just pick a day and a time and get it done.
Yeah, well, you know, again, we have our work cut out for us for 2013, and like I said, we don't want to wait too late. We want to be right on time.
Ah, let's do it. I think that
it's done.
Look, yes, it's done. It's done. The live book by book. Yeah, I can see the flyers now going out to all the libraries and all the colleges.
Oh, yes, please, please, yes, yes.
Well,
and all the authors, I mean, you know, Randy, he has some great content on his site, but also in the book he has a list in the back of the book of required reading, you know. So, again, I mean, you know, everything we need is right here. We just have to, you know, we just have to take advantage of it, that's all.
It's a done deal. Okay, then, well, we'll see you next week.
All right, take care.
Everyone,
bye-bye.
You have a wonderful, wonderful day. Well, that's all we have time for today.
For tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.